With 401ks tanking, college funds disappearing, the stock market riding some kind of crazy roller coaster, and some banks on the brink of nationalization, it's no wonder the average Joe and Jane are just a little nervous about what to do with their money. Where to turn under such circumstances? Don't trust your stockbroker? How about the public library?
The current economic climate has made libraries a more vital institution in communities.
John Gannon is president of the FINRA Investor Education Foundation. Through a collaboration between the American Library Association and FINRA, a number of libraries around the country are getting grants to train librarians and set up programs to teach people about investing. Gannon says his organization turned to libraries because they have the ability to reach large numbers of people who may need help with their money.
You know, whether that's women facing retirement, teens, or even younger people who are, you know, still in school, it's figuring out how to get that information to people. And that's what the libraries are good at.
The 25 libraries that have received grants over the past 2 years are developing programs aimed at people of different ages and incomes using the web, videos, even vans to reach as many as possible.
There you go. That's 3 weeks.
The Newton Free Library in Newton, Massachusetts, used its grant to set up a retirement planning club for women. Nancy Johnson, supervisor of the reference department at the library, says the last year has been a great time to start the program because so many more people are coming to the library.
We have 2,000 people a day and more that come in, and they're certainly job searching, but the people that are in this club are trying to learn about what economics means. It's a great time to study economics when it specifically pertains to you.
At monthly meetings, women ranging in age from their 20s to their 80s exchange information, listen to lectures, and learn how to use the library's investor education resources. Johnson says many of the women have questions about things they're hearing about in the news.
They wanted to know about identity theft. That's been in the news a lot. They wanted to know about Social Security, basics and more sophisticated topics within Social Security. How do you deal with divorce issues in Social Security? And how about the problems of dying without a will? People didn't realize the complexities of all of that.
Johnson says the number of people coming to the meeting seems to be increasing, and a number of men have even started attending. A good crowd turned out for the February meeting in spite of the cold New England weather. 86-year-old Mita Moy is a regular in the club. She sees it as an opportunity to continue a lifelong interest in investments, which began with a hard lesson when she was just 7 years old.
I am a depression baby, and my dad lost all of his money in the bank. We circled the bank. The people that all came to the bank on that November day circled the bank, and every time the policemen came to the door, threw their hands up in the air and said, "Go home, there's no money here for you." And I said to Daddy, "I'll never put any money in the bank," and to this day I don't.
47-year-old Carol Plum was laid off her job and heard about the club through her cousin.
I have that whole fear of being a bag lady that a lot of single women still have. So I've been interested in managing my money because I've been the one doing it all along. And I know I'm lazy, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I know how to do things, but I'm afraid to actually execute. So that's part of the reason I come here, is it forces me once a month to say, "Well, have you done it yet?" And I've actually, it's helped.
And for 30-year-old Olympia Valentine, it's all about the future.
I just wanted to get more involved and just learn more about my investments and just how to plan for retirement. Right now, I kind of have other people just do it for me, and I think it's best, so I should know myself. And I just, you know, to meet other people and also just to share thoughts and ideas and just to start planning. Even though I'm young, I just want to make sure my future is kind of like just set up and protect it so I don't have to work forever so I can retire soon.
So next time you're wondering what to do about that 401k, you might want to ask a librarian. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
And you can find out if your librarians are likely to be teaching about investing by coming to our website, npr.org.